It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you.
You.
The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show.
234-343-1065.
That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Friday, the 19th of December. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live today from our spot, our studio in Bullhead City. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the last day of Speak Out 2.0. Did you want to say something?
I do.
Okay.
Because
he wants me to introduce. Rich Lebman has stopped by, our county supervisor for District 2. We actually have the college in today, live in the studio. So let me introduce the college first. Because
are they more entertaining
than you?
Yeah.
Nobody's more entertaining than you, Rich.
Well, no, there are a lot of people more entertaining. I see them during call to public.
Yes. Jay Leno couldn't make it today. So we have two gentlemen from the college. We have Jason G.
You have Jason Gee, Dean of the Career and Tech Ed Programs for the college.
Career and Tech Ed. And then we also have Ryan Walker, who is the director of AMTC. What is that?
That is our new Advanced Manufacturing Training Center in Kingman.
Oh, that's brand new.
Yes, sir. We've been open just a couple of months.
Wow. How exciting.
Larry, it's fantastic.
Because you were there to cut the ribbon.
Yeah, and I was there like two trips before to see what the progress on the building was like. And I got to tell you, are we allowed to say damn? That's
sure.
A damn good facility. Boy, district, colleges, just wonderful on it.
I think that's a real advancement for the college.
It is. It was huge. It was a huge step for us.
So explain in detail what you're doing in that building.
So that's a new site where we're able to bring some new skills to the area, things like industrial maintenance and fundamentals of manufacturing. We've also opened an innovation space and a maker space there so the people can do 3D printing and laser engraving and things like that. And it also was an opportunity for us to sort of expand some of our existing programs, like our HVAC skills and welding and fabrication skills there in Kingman.
And so you're the director over all that?
Yes, sir. Just that's a, you know, a pretty lofty title, but
how do you come to be the director of all of that?
That's a great story, right?
Well, so I've been with the college for about 7 years now. I started out as just a lab assistant in the welding department and slowly sort of took on more responsibility as I went into from just cutting and prepping metal to equipment repair to ordering and receiving. And then I was given the opportunity to be to do some teaching community ed and corporate ed classes in manufacturing skills and like industrial electrical, some of my kind of bread and butter from my previous jobs.
Okay.
And then with Jason's sort of vision for this building and me working closely with him in other parts of career and technical ed, I was given the opportunity to sort of build my dream job with day-to-day operations of this new building.
So, yeah, in essence, he's the organizational factor behind my dreaming and all of my big picture concepts. I come up with an idea, and then I say, okay, now we need to make it possible organizationally, and he was one of the people that I could rely on to help do that.
Okay. So then how many people are working in this facility that's brand new?
So we have about
10 faculty.
Yeah, 10 full-time faculty, another dozen part-time instructors, various staff and facility support people.
So in the 2 months that you've been open, what's your population of students that are in there?
So right now, the programs that have been running strong have been our HVAC programs, just completed one of their rounds of classes. Welding and fabrication have both been running strong. Our CAD classes didn't run this semester. They're going to start in the spring, in January.
Okay.
On the 12th. And then a little later on next year, it's going to be manufacturing and industrial maintenance.
So to give you an idea of how that compares to before, we had a very small HVAC program that was running out of basically a single-car garage.
Here in Bullhead, right?
Well, it's here, but it was actually in Kingman as well.
Okay.
And we were able to triple the enrollment right off the bat in HVAC alone, just because of the size and scope of the space
that we were able to go. I would assume that every air conditioning owner in town called you and said thanks?
Yeah, well, they haven't yet, but I'm hoping so.
Because they're always looking for people.
Absolutely, yeah. So we are now able, because of that expansion, we're training approximately 100 entry-level HVAC staff a year.
Okay.
So that's a huge change for us.
That is.
I mean, we went basically from 65 to 70 to that 100 that we're at now. So that was, again, a huge advantage. Welding, we were pretty strong already in Kingman as well as here. And but we were able to add fabrication, and that was the real big change for us there, because we didn't have room for that before.
Because when it comes to heating and air conditioning, you're often manufacturing some of the tubes and some of the ways that people get heat in their homes and businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And this fabrication goes beyond HVAC, but it goes into, like, the power sports world for, like, roll cages of vehicles.
Oh.
You think about all the dock work that is done along the river. That's all done through fabrication. Stairway, metal stairways, and things like that. These are all things that we're training people to do.
And this is all part of under the CTE programs?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Rich, look what you're learning by stopping by.
Oh, no. I've the only thing I would mention is the location of this facility is inside that Kingman Airport Industrial Park.
Yes.
Plays to the need. I mean, I'm assuming you picked that location for a reason.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and it was very well done. Anyway, Larry, I have to say goodbye because there's somebody far more entertaining waiting to see you out in the... And I see a four-legged
critter
out there. Gail, who is that?
Have you ever known Gail to not have a puppy with her?
Not really.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that little...
Anyway, Larry, huh? In my 70s.
Gary's been gone a long time.
I know. Okay. Great job. Well done.
Rich, thank you for always being a guest that comes in and states the facts.
Tells it the way it is.
And the clarity of the supervisor's office and what you're doing. And when do you take over the airport?
We're in a quiet period right now. I'm not allowed to discuss that.
Well, and you should be proud of me because I had them in and I didn't throw them under the bus.
Too bad I wasn't the radio host that day. Yeah, it would have been real different.
Yeah, it would have been. I know, it would have been a different...
Congratulations, best of luck, okay?
Thank you, Rich.
I'm handing over the headset to
Gail and partner. So Gail Moscato has popped in. And, be careful, Rich doesn't leave with a puppy. Thank you, Rich. I know, but your beagle might need a partner.
No, one is enough.
One, you sure? Oh, okay. Hi, Gil Moscato.
Well, hi there.
How are you?
I'm coming by because...
Who is the little critter you have with you?
Well, we don't have a name yet. It's a she. She was found 2 days ago down at the Colorado River, and a male, and so she was immediately taken to the Bullhead City shelter.
A brother and sister?
We believe. The other one is all black, so I got the call. You know, you need to move them out of the shelter as quick as possible.
Especially too young.
I
mean, is that even 8 or 9 weeks?
We're not thinking so, to be truthful. So immune systems can be too compromised there, so I'm moving her right now to a foster home, and she'll stay there with the male to grow until we can get them fixed, and then obviously adoption will happen. But this is happening so much right now, and I'm really, it's really upsetting that all of the dogs and stuff that are being found as strays, thrown away in our desert, puppies like this. I don't know what's going on, but it's very sad because I'm sure not all of them are making it, obviously.
Are you bottle feeding this little guy?
This one's already gotten to puppy mash, so okay. We're done with the bottle feeding. So puppy mash is what they'll be started on, and then pretty soon they'll get to kibble. You can see she's pretty, really.
Yeah, she wants to play.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Either so she just likes the taste of your finger.
Yeah, we don't know which. But she's really darling and deserves a life and stuff. So that's what I'm doing. So, but I had to stop here today.
Positive pause.
Positive pause, Larry. We've known each other a long time.
I know.
Years.
When you started at Don Williams Jewelers, when you were
40, 56, about 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's how long we've known each other.
You were in your teens.
Yeah, I wish. Well, yes. All the best. I know I'll still see you because got a little something coming up maybe next year. So.
Maybe. We do. We do.
I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank
you, know
you,
that.
Gail.
I truly mean it. That's why I wanted to stop.
And Gail's been a longtime friend and advertiser with Don Williams Jewelers with us.
I appreciate all you've done to help animals and stuff by putting me on the air and stuff.
Oh, we have to.
It's been the best thing. That's how we make a difference.
When you talk to most people about their animals, they're a part of the family.
Absolutely.
If you have a dog, you have to plan your vacations around your dog. You have to plan your day around your dog. I have two.
And, yes, you do.
And they're both right home at home right now going, okay, 1:15 we get fed. And
they are a lot. They're a big commitment.
They are.
But the not getting spay and neutering, there's no reason for it anymore. We have access to vouchers. We have low-cost spay and neutering now. So there's no sense in this. If you can't handle or have puppies and stuff, please get your animals fixed. Please call me if you can't, don't know how to do it, don't have the money or something. Let's do it. Let's get it done. And no more unwanted pets.
How do they get in touch with you?
928-275-2172 and leave me a message.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Okay. All right. Let's take a commercial break. Because we got somebody else popping in.
Thank you. Know, you're
welcome.
You.
The gentleman from the college. And let's talk about some of the classes that you're offering right now before we take a commercial break. Go ahead.
So our existing programs in welding and fabrication, HVAC, and then CAD in the spring.
When you say CAD, most people think computer-aided dispatch, but you're not talking...
Oh, apologies. Computer-aided design or computer-aided drafting.
Okay.
And then manufacturing and industrial maintenance should be fall of 26.
Perfect.
And we're working on robotics as well,
yep.
So that'll be here coming soon.
Robotics?
Yep. Robotics and automation.
For MCC?
Yep.
I love it. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Community College. They're in the room. Also brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where I bought some cookies and brought them in for today. And then also, don't forget, if you want pies, you need to stop by Perkins today and order them if you want them next week. And we're also brought to you by TWN. If you want fiber internet in your home or your business, call TWN or go to TWN.com.
Love me do.
Slow internet? Not this holiday season. With TWN Fiber, enjoy speeds up to 2 gigabits and unlimited data to keep your family connected. Fast, reliable, holiday ready. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. Islandstorage.net.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club announces 10% off all spa gift certificates in the month of December. Give the gift of a spa gift certificate for relaxation and rejuvenation. Maybe a facial, full body sculpting, body scrub, complete set of nails, pedicures, or waxing. Guys, there's a complete salon for you too. Plus, Laughlin Ranch has a couples suite. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, top of the hill in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, always open to the public. Make your appointment at laughlinranch.com.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Yesterday.
Whoops, I didn't want that song. I wanted this song.
Penny Lane, there is a bar.
No, I wanted this one. Because Hildy Angus just stopped in. And she was saying, hello, goodbye. Wait a minute. Is this the one you wanted? Stop. It's a Fab Four Friday, which means we play the Fab Four. And on my last Friday, that's all I'm playing is the Fab Four.
Hey, Larry.
It's here.
I thought it was next month.
No.
But it's not.
No, we don't. We normally take a 2-week break.
Okay.
And so I told Steve a couple of months ago, I think it's time for me to retire. And so we said, well, the 2-week break would be perfect. And so Paul Lavoie is going to come back on Mondays and Fridays.
Okay.
And speak out. And he's actually going to take Mondays, and they're going to focus it around the river. So don't be surprised if he calls you and says, Hilly, I want to schedule you on.
I would love to.
You know.
I would love to. I'm always here, always available to my radio friends.
So now when do you...
Maybe I'll take the radio show again.
Yeah.
When I retire.
Yeah, maybe I'll tell Steve not to take all this stuff out of here. Save it for Hilly.
You never know.
She needs a job in a year.
I do need a job.
Yeah.
You got one. It has to pay.
More than what you're making at the state. Huh? So you have 1 year left in our...
In the state Senate.
State Senate.
Yes.
And you go back in session...
January 12th.
2 weeks? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And this year I'm the chairman of education.
And according to my friend Dave Cummings, we had breakfast Wednesday.
Yes.
You're making an enormous amount of trips to Phoenix now just to prepare for the session.
No, this whole interim. So we ended session at the end of June, the last day of June, which is a very long time. By statute, it's like 100 days. They say it's a part-time legislature, but it is not. Okay.
That's true.
And so when I agreed, I was the sucker who said that I would be happy to chair education, which is one of the biggest committees. Unfortunately, I really didn't know anything about education, and I'll tell you what I've learned hasn't been so good either. But, you know, I said I'd do it, so I want to do it well. So I've been going back and forth, taking meetings, learning, figuring this whole mishigash out.
Well, unfortunately, you know Carolyn Stewart, you know Casey Mulligan,
yes, I do.
Cole Young.
Yep.
So, I mean, blocks from your home, you have three experts that you can call upon.
I do.
Anytime.
I have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm
you
not
have.
Saying I agree with everything I hear, but the technical aspects of it, yes, definitely.
And I used to teach in Casey's class. Carolyn was always a principal here when I was at the department.
How long has she been around?
I want to say 30 years in Bullhead.
Yeah, long time.
Probably, yeah. They built Coyote Canyon for her. Mm-hmm. You know, well, they built it. And she was over at Desert Valley, and then she became the principal of Coyote.
Yeah, I was over at Coyote Canyon last week. I wanted to learn about first things first. You know, if you don't smoke, but if you did, your tax money would go to first things first. So the people are not smoking as much. They're vaping. So now they want to attach themselves to the vape tax. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know.
But first things first gets kids when they're really small.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what I wanted to find out. Again, you find there are good things and then there are bad things, and it's my job to, like, decipher it and see what kind of public policy we go on from there.
But what's interesting is you just said you went there to learn about it.
Yes.
So you got to see hands-on.
Yes.
Do we have a lot of Senate people and House of Representatives that do that kind of research?
I think so. The gentleman who's the chairman of the House Education Committee, he used to be on the school board. He used to be a teacher. And my co-chair, she's on the school board in Scottsdale. So there's a lot of people who understand a lot more than me.
So we just saw a district close two schools, or six schools.
Yeah.
Six campuses.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
Well, declining populations, but I know that this district is keeping their eyes open because we're getting, like, that, is it low-income housing or affordable housing? And we don't know if that's going to come with kids or no, and we just don't know. So they're keeping, but, you know, population, and then there's ESAs, there's school choice. There's a lot of ways now to educate your kids, and district schools are just one of them. So that was sort of, you could predict that was going to happen.
I'm assuming you've met with Tom Horn.
Met with Tom Horn, and, you know, they have their ideas. Look, I'm pro-choice, pro-school choice. So is Tom Horn. So is all the Republicans. I know that, you know, the other side isn't as much, but I think that there are valid arguments on both sides about what's going on. I mean, we're still early on in the learning process. We only had it for 3 years.
Right.
So there's learning pains. But when you hear, oh, you know, there's people are spending money on, you know, watches and stuff with their ESA money.
Right.
Well, how do we know about it? Because it got caught. There are things in place to catch this type of stuff. And now with AI, it's kind of even easier. But anyway, I just came to say goodbye.
Well,
Larry,
thank you.
We're going to miss you.
Oh, it's been fun.
Personally and professionally.
I'm
going to miss your voice on the air, but I know that's not the last of you.
No.
Maybe I'll go to radio. Maybe you'll go to politics. That's the most I heard him laugh in a long time.
I'm too old for that now. I'm done. I have no plans come Monday. Well, I have services to go to Monday, and then I got a planning committee for a celebration of life. But other than that, I'm planning nothing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Open slate.
I think my wife has a couple to-do lists that she's been working on already, you know.
Yeah.
Come Monday, you can do this.
Then you'll be begging to come back,
right? Steve, give me an hour, please.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, I just wanted to stop by and wish
you
all the luck and say how much this community has appreciated you. And I personally have appreciated all you've done for me. And
I appreciate our friendship.
Yeah, we have a great friendship. I'll have to get in on that breakfast. You guys go with the guys.
That means you have to get up early on Wednesday mornings.
I think I can do that. All right, listen. Good luck with everything, and everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Be safe. Be smart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you thinking that maybe someday you'd want to own your own home? Call Mojave Mortgage. He's got the vault. He's got the keys. Call Chad.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you something.
The holidays are here. Is your internet ready? Don't let slow speed steal your cheer. With 100% fiber internet from TWN, you can stream holiday movies, video chat with family, and shop online. No interruptions, no stress. Make every moment count this season. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details.
Looking for a gift that's anything but ordinary? Surprise the curious and adventurous person in your life with the gift of an unforgettable experience at Long Gone Escape's Premier Escape Rooms. Buy one, get one free admission when you show your co-op connections card or mobile app. Call Long Gone Escapes at 928-487-2570. Don't have a co-op connections app? Visit connections.coop to download and start saving today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club announces 10% off all spa gift certificates in the month of December. Give the gift of a spa gift certificate for relaxation and rejuvenation. Maybe a facial, full body sculpting, body scrub, complete set of nails, pedicures, or waxing. Guys, there's a complete salon for you too. Plus, Laughlin Ranch has a couples suite. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, top of the hill in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, always open to the public. Make your appointment at laughlinranch.com.
Before you hand over the keys, talk to your teen about making safe choices behind the wheel. Crashes are a leading cause of death for teens ages 15 to 18. The rules are simple. No speeding, no distractions, no impaired driving, and always wear a seatbelt. Remind your teen, an accident can happen in an instant. Their life and their friends' lives are at stake. Drive like lives depend on it, because they do. Learn more at teendriving.az.gov. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and K294 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next 28 minutes. I mentioned Mojave Mortgage, and I forgot to mention his phone number. What's the matter with me? 288-2691. 288-2691. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a post-acute rehabilitation center. Call 928-763-1404 if you have questions, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Yes, it's a Fab Four Friday, and we have the college in here. We have Ryan and Jason talking about basically everything that you don't get a degree for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We really focus on short-term certificates, mostly because in most cases the full-blown degree isn't something that's essential for the job market. And so we've really tried to focus on really getting our students the skills that are needed, and getting in conversation with the companies and the businesses around. You mentioned the location, right?
Right.
That location was super important, because we have so many businesses who are calling for the skills that we have in the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center. And we have that philosophy everywhere that we do career and tech ed programming. You know, whether that's in Havasu or Bullhead or wherever, we have that same philosophy.
I have a young lady who works at Arizona Comfort Solutions, who takes care of my home and crawls up in my attic and does everything. I mean, and she got her certificate and everything from Mojave College.
Yes.
And right here in Bullhead City.
Yeah, and it's really great, because we're we're also focusing on the opportunities for students to kind of bridge between, fill those gaps between the silos of skills, right?
Right.
So we're traditionally think about a program as saying this is an electrical program, or this is an HVAC program. But the reality is there's a whole bunch of information that's both redundant and in both programs.
Right.
Or there are jobs that require someone to be able to be skilled in both.
Yes.
And so that was one of the things that we did, is we actually do have degrees, but those degrees are set up so that students can take chunks of information. Like if they wanted to combine air conditioning with automotive, they can take those two things, take some business courses so that they could be a manager or something like that, or even an entrepreneur. And then the most basic general education courses, and then they could walk away with an associate's degree.
And, you know, most of them aspire to, at some point in time, run the company.
Exactly. Be the manager, be the owner. And it's a great opportunity for welders, for example, who are really skilled. We've had a number of different situations. We've even had faculty who have worked for us, had a side job, and that side job becomes so beneficial for their family that they end up leaving us to go and do that that side job full time, right?
Well,
and we want that. We want those kinds of successes because that's great for them. It's great for our community to have those people, you know, bringing in additional jobs as well as they grow their businesses.
Well, and that's the important part is that everybody. I don't know what's going on with this board here today. There we go. I think that they want to advance.
Yes.
You don't want them leaving the college, so you want to prepare more students to have those areas of expertise.
Yes.
So you don't lose your instructors.
Correct. Correct. And we actually have a built-in system, right? Our part-timers are very often become our full-timers. So
good.
So it's almost like a farm sim system in baseball, right? You have them right there for you. You train them up. You build them up and give them the skills that they need to take on the full-time profession.
So between the two campuses, just in HVAC, what would you say you have in students?
Between Bullhead and Kingman, we have 65, 75.
And I know there's a big need for that because people come and go.
They
move out of the area. They get the skills and they go, well, I can make $85 an hour in California. Well, you can also pay $3,000 a month rent, but they don't think about that.
That's exactly true.
You know? So off they go.
Yes.
So we have a turnover that's just that. Not to mention the fact that some people think, well, now you're ready to promote from running around fixing air conditioning to be an assistant manager of my business.
Correct.
Now you got to find someone to replace them in the field.
Right. And we, you know, HVAC, you may be working in an apartment complex. Right?
Right.
I mean, there's all different sorts of opportunities once you have that knowledge. Dot Foods, you know, they've got big units.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of money to be had when you're working at the casinos across the river, when you're working for someone like a Dot Foods or a Nucor Steel or one of these other places where cooling becomes a major factor in the things that they do.
Well, look at our Bullhead City. Think of all the buildings that the city of Bullhead City has.
True.
You
Bullhead
know,
City.
City Hall.
Proper.
You got the Senior Enrichment Center. You got the Optimum Center, you know.
And right.
Now you're going to have the
school districts, right?
Yeah, school districts, same thing.
Hospitals.
You know, hospitals. Yep. They all need good quality HVAC people that might have more skills than just HVAC.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, mostly they usually do.
Right.
Right. So that's the great thing about how our philosophy has really changed from that traditional stick in one field and don't ever look to the right or to the left. We encourage people to take multiple programs to figure out ways.
Well, and too many of us in our lives had different jobs, but they kind of overlapped at some point in time. Or
true.
Something that you learned from one benefited you in the next one. You know,
correct.
I think of our public information officer at our police department. Her degree is in media and reporting. She was a reporter who became our public information officer.
True.
Who now works in property and evidence and PIO. You know, when you think about people who have taken jobs and left their career or flipped into something totally different.
Right.
It happens all the time.
The industrial maintenance program is really the essence of this. It brings it completely to front and center, this diversity. Ryan, why don't you talk about those different areas that are in that?
Yeah, that's traditionally a discipline that really takes a jack of all trades. Not only do you have to be good at electrical and troubleshooting, you know, AC/DC theory, motor controls, all of that, but all the other systems that go into making a manufacturing plant or an industrial, any sort of industrial facility operate. So in addition to electrical, you've got fluid power like hydraulics and pneumatics. You've got mechanical power transmission, belts, bearings, chains, shafts, gears, gearboxes, all of those
PLCs.
Things. Yeah, PLCs and then preventative maintenance and vibration analysis, laser shaft alignment. That's the sort of things like you have to know, if not be a jack of all those trades, you have to be a master of most of them to put all those skills together and you know, effectively mitigate breakdowns and troubleshoot complex scenarios in really complex manufacturing systems.
Right. And when you think back of the HVAC person, if they're working in installation where they're putting units into homes, you have to make everything level.
Yes.
And that's something you don't stop and think about. You have to bring those parts usually up into an attic in what turns into be the overall heating and air conditioning system comes in 8 or 9 parts so you can get them through a little hole up into the attic.
That's correct.
So there's a lot more to it than just cool air, hot air.
Right, absolutely.
There you need skills in carpentry and fabrication and lifting and rigging if you're putting rooftop units on with a crane. And,
Once you bring in a crane, it's totally different now. Talk about leveling.
Yeah, on a whole different scale.
Well, yeah, and figuring out where usually the crane operator, is going to park and set up to be able to lift your unit up and put it up on the roof if you're replacing one or... No, there's a lot more to it than just the HVAC side.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what about the CTE programs? What other programs do you offer?
So we do automotive, so automotive repair as well as automotive collision and paint. We have a third party doing CDL, or commercial truck driving.
Right. Which, again, goes back to Dot Foods because...
Correct.
People, again, they start driving for Dot Foods, and then they drive across the country and go, oh, I think I want to move here. And they lose a driver, you know?
For sure.
So they're always needing drivers.
Absolutely. We have our residential electrical program. We have a construction trades program. So that's one that we're in the process of rolling out right now. That's home building, plain and simple, right? Anything that's the smaller structures. We do have we're working on getting some things like heavy equipment operator.
Oh.
So the running the backhoes and the front end loaders and the skid steers and all of those different big, larger pieces of equipment. We would like to eventually get into the really heavy stuff that's like for the roads and, you know, road graders and the earth movers and things like that. But we're not quite there yet.
Well, and at that point in time is when all your cities start calling you and the county starts calling you and says, look, we need someone to help us on these roads. You got somebody there in your class?
Well, ironically, let me tell you about a cool conversation that we just had. Mark Clark from Bullhead City Utilities gave us a call
and
said, we need people.
Right.
So he brought all of his department leads over. Him and his department leads came over, and we had this great conversation. And we're looking to build a customized program for their water and wastewater areas.
Right.
Right? And it's a whole discussion of all of this mixed bag of skills.
Now that you've just said this on Speak Out 2.0, you realize that the city of Kingman's going to call you.
Yeah.
Havasu's going to call you.
I
the
hope
county's going to call you.
That's what we want.
Needles will be calling.
Yes, yeah. I hope so. I really do. Because that it really changes how we offer and provide. We are trying to make that as a focus in career and tech ed.
So then do you go to the high schools and say, all of those of you who raise your hand if you play with Tonka toys, and then you draft them into your class?
Yeah, we do, actually. Yeah, I usually use the Lincoln Logs,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Or the Erector set.
Yeah, now it's Legos and, you know, Hot Wheels.
That's
right. Right. So, but this is kind of the goal of the college is to, I mean, I can remember when they used to teach dealing at the college because you had across the river saying, we need dealers. You're trying to meet the needs of our, not just our three cities and the strip, but you're trying to meet the needs of the three cities and the strip 5 and 10 years from now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, down the road.
Everything. And like I was saying about robotics, right, we have a few companies that are utilizing robotics, but for the most part, it's not something that's prevalent here.
Right.
But we want to be prepared, right? We want to be in the place so that when 3D printing becomes the norm, we are doing it already, and then we can train people in that 3D printing.
I saw a young boy, I think he was 8, and he had a 3D printer at the college when Grace Heck was doing her Young Wonders there.
Yes, yes.
And he was making, he would stick in this piece of plastic. It reminded me of something I did when I was a kid, but he could tell his computer to print out a fire truck, and it would come out of this piece of plastic, you know. But it was 3D when you put it together.
Right.
And I thought, and the mom was like, yeah, he can do this. And I'm like, how? And she goes, I don't know. You know, he's 8 years old doing this.
Yes, absolutely.
With a computer and a printer.
Yep.
And so it's here.
Absolutely.
You know?
It is here. And so now we take it to an industrial or a commercial level, right?
Yeah.
And we're working on getting a metal 3D printer so that we could actually generate, like, motor parts, right? Actual gears, things that might be difficult to obtain because your equipment's out of date. You know, they don't make the parts anymore. We would be able to scan the old part because we have a scanner that allows us to take that, put it into a computer-aided design program, make any modifications we need to, take it to the 3D printer, print it out. Now you've got the part.
You need to call the river cruisers because they've all got these old cars and there's no parts for them. They're going to want to sit down with you and have lunch and say, let's talk about this. You know, we can figure out how to make this work.
Yep. When we get to that point where we have that metal capability, and again, that's just something that it's just fairly expensive, right? So we've got to work our way up to getting that. But we're already doing resin. We're already doing the plastic. And then we've got laser that does the engraving and cutting as well. So we really are trying to be diverse and think ahead for what are the needs going to be.
And I think that's fantastic because, again, you guys are looking down the road.
Yes.
You know, the college is not just stuck in today. But they did just pin a whole bunch of nurses last week, I believe.
Yes, they did a great job with that. Yeah, let's be real about that. And they just approved our cosmetology program. So we are in the process of putting that together now, and we hope to have that ready to go, if not this coming fall, this coming spring, so a year from now.
Right.
that was the highest demanded thing when we did our last survey. Community survey.
Cosmetology. Okay.
And so we responded. I feel like the college responded to what our communities as a whole were demanding.
Well, and I know that James has been in here, and he has said that the college, and even when Klippenstein was here a few months ago, he said that the launch and the search for a new president of the college will take a year. And now most people think, why does it take a year to find a director of the college, you know, a guy to run the college? It's four buildings. What are we talking about here? But in reality, the interviewing and the prerequisites for that person is, I think Klippenstein took us to where we are today.
Absolutely.
The next guy needs to take us to where we're going to be in 5 and 10 years.
That's correct.
I say gal, but it could be
Man or a woman.
Could be a man or a woman. Yep. You know, it could be the next person that walks in the door here that decides they want to apply for the job. I don't know. But I can see why they want to take that kind of time to look for that person because it's got to be the right person to lead there.
Right.
You know, four campuses. Mojave County is not small.
Yeah, no. Geographically, it's enormous. And the diversity of need is very interesting. Each city, each township has different needs and demands. And so it's important that we listen to the totality of that, not get into an echo chamber and listen to only one person or one group or another.
Right, exactly. Well, and like you said, you know, Mark Clark and his team went and met with you and said, here's what we need you to do. But more people want more, too. And, and when you create these individuals and you create these courses, it's not going to be just Bullhead City that's going to want them.
Correct.
It's going to be all the cities.
Correct.
And you're going to get more requests. So are most of these classes that you're looking at developing going to be on the Bullhead campus, or are you looking at all four campuses?
So we look across the board. Okay. It really is about demand. But one of the cool things, again, going back to our industrial maintenance as the example, it's portable. All of our equipment is desktop. You could sit it on this table, pack it up,
suitcase
and,
size,
and haul it to the next place.
Portable, mobile.
So you may have the same course in all three cities. You just move everything around.
We just move things around. Yep. Exactly. Oh. We thought of that as well as one of those things that's important, right? Because we know, like we've spent, three quarters of $1 million on the industrial maintenance equipment alone?
Correct.
And that $750,000 serves Kingman, yes, but it serves Bullhead, it serves Havasu, it serves Colorado City. It can literally serve someone at their work location, because we can take it into their sites and do it right there in their place if that's what there is asked for.
So that's big for our college also, is meeting the needs of businesses in the business.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We actually purchased a second trailer. We had our mobile welding lab, if you recall us talking about that before. Mm-hmm. We purchased a second trailer so that this industrial maintenance can hit the road as well.
Good, good. I'm excited. I'm excited for the college. I'm excited for our community.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's take a break. It is 10 minutes till. Coming up at the top of the hour, the news, followed by Mr. Sean Hannity in your ears. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, they're one of our original sponsors of Speak Out 2.0 going way back. Yes. 2019. Also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Join them on Monday nights for Monday Night Football. Jim Zaborski goes crazy in there. Well, Jimmy, the son. Yeah. Stop by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club.
Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs a life-saving blood transplant. Vitalant Blood Bank is hosting their December blood drive and looking for donors in Mojave County. You can donate regardless of your blood type. Donors can be as young as 16 and weigh at least 110 pounds. It only takes an hour of your time, so donate blood and save a life this holiday season. Make your appointment at vitalant.org. Go to the Radio Central Facebook pages to find what location works best for you.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Do it yourself or direct it yourself. Every weekend, people tell us about overspending on projects they could have handled themselves. And we hear from people who ended up overspending because they tried to do something they should have called in a pro to tackle. I'm Leslie Segretti from The Money Pit. Got a remodeling or repair project? Well, we can help you decide whether you do it yourself or direct it yourself this weekend on The Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk. Brought to you by Quality Marbling Granite in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio for the last day. We'll talk more about that in a couple minutes here. And it's Fab Four Friday, which means we play the Beatles on Fridays. Come together. Gentlemen, how do the public get in touch with you if they have questions about your programs?
So Ryan Walker is our best point of contact for anything that's at the AMTC.
Okay.
Ryan, tell him your number because I don't remember it. Sorry.
Well, we created a blanket email, amtc@mojave.edu.
Okay. AMTC.
Yep.
For mojave.edu.
Any kind of information.
And I would imagine from the website you can find all
absolutely.
This.
Yes. Yeah. For sure. And the college website is www.mojave.edu, Mojave with an H. Make sure.
Right.
I mean, most people know that, but everyone
unless they're from California,
right,
where they spell it with a J.
Where they spell it with a J, right?
Yeah. I know, because when I first moved out here, I went, well, how come Mojave Desert is spelled different than Mojave County? But you find these things out when you move around.
That's correct,
gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming in today. Great information.
Thank you
for having us. So.
All right, stick around. We're going to come right back and wrap up a career. All right. The time has come to wrap up Speak Out 2.0. You know, it was started by Paul Lavoie way back, you know. And, well, let me do this. Speak Out 2.0 is coming to an end today. Started with Paul Lavoie back on September 4th of 2018, if you can believe that. And then I took over as the show host the following year when Paul left for a while, bailed out of radio, and, of course, now he's back. And I took over almost 7 years ago. So I want to thank Radio Central, Steve and Tracy, the owners, and thanks to the hundreds and hundreds of guests that I've had in that have openly provided information and provided, you know, clearness to our listeners. And to those of you who have listened to a great live local interview show and program with information, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be the host of Speak Out 2.0. with all the wonderful guests that have come in from Arizona, Nevada, California, state officials, county officials. We had Rich Lettman in here. Of course, Hildy used to be our supervisor before she was our senator. And then, of course, the cities, city of Bullhead City. I've had so many people from the city in here that have been great partners with us, service clubs, schools, kids, principals, superintendents, teachers, city and county services, the sheriff. Doug Schuster has been a great friend and a great person to be on the studio, in the studio, and talking about the sheriff's office and their growth. And special thanks to all of our sponsors that we've had from the year. I mentioned earlier that Mojave Electric Cooperative, one of our first sponsors, and Perkins, too. They've been with us the whole 7 years. Come January 5th, Speak Out will take over this time slot on Mondays and Fridays, and Paul will go back to 5 days a week. Mondays, we'll focus on the Colorado River Valley and the tri-state region. So you'll hear some of the same guests on with him on Monday. Some of them on the phone. Some of them live from Havasu. Me, I have no plans. I'm going to slow down just a little bit. My wife has some honey-do lists. I'm still involved with Kiwanis, and my passion is still children in our community, which will always be. Kids Expo is March 28th, and I'm already started working on that. Monday, I've got all kinds of stuff to do. Oh, and Paul's going to be on Monday through Thursday. Correction. I stand corrected there. Monday, Thursday. Monday starts off, I have my pastor pass away, so we have services on Monday, and then I have a meeting with a couple people to put together a celebration of life Monday afternoon. We're going to put this together for next month for Joel Hearns. Retirement will keep me busy. Everyone, you have a great day. You know how to find me, 928-201-3313. And in the end,
this is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.